Happy birthday, Mel Brooks, today. Aww. You believe Dini's 96?
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
And still active, still vibrant, mostly still hilarious.
Yeah, always.
Any place he goes, he's still bringing down the house.
Let's talk about another person who's been around a while, Carol Burnett. And this is an interesting guest shot for her, isn't it?
Yeah, she made the announcement yesterday that she's going to be on one of the final episodes of Bob Odenkirk's Better Call Saul. Not exactly what you'd think from one of the great comedians of all time. But she says that it's her favorite TV show that's out there right now, and she is thrilled to be part of it. She is 89 years old, six-time Emmy winner. All we know right now is that she's going to play a character named Marion. They didn't give any plot lines or anything like that. But, she's done dramas before. She's a really good actress. So I'm sure she's going to do just fine with this. And that show is quirky enough that, it kind of fits the Carol Burnett molds, certainly. They already announced that Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul, who were Walter White and Jesse Pinkman on Breaking Bad, from which Better Call Saul was spun, will also be appearing on the final episodes of the sixth and final season of Better Call Saul, which will debut on July 11th. The final episode is going to be August the 15th.
Now, that should be good. The Wendy Williams TV show is coming back, isn't it?
Well, sort of. It's only been 2 weeks since her talk show, which was pretty popular, for daytime talk shows for the past 13 years, went off the air. She was, plagued with a variety of health issues. She was replaced on her own show with a series of other hosts. It was still called The Wendy Williams Show, but she hadn't been on it for quite some time. And at the time when all this was happening, she said she had no interest in returning to television. But yesterday, she said that she's interested in doing a podcast. She's already lining up some big-name guests to join her on it, like Snoop Dogg and the Kardashians, and they say even a Trump to join her on the show. We don't know which of the Trumps, but one of them apparently is going to come on. No word on where the show might be streaming once it does get up and running, or how soon that may begin. But, fans of Wendy Williams, that's good news.
We were talking earlier about the weather and how this is one of those days that you kind of live for in Chicago, and this is why you're here in the summertime, and you just want summer to slow down when you get a day like this. And that's what you talked to Steve Carell about, wasn't it?
One of the things that we talked about, he's got, this new movie, does a voice in this Minions The Rise of Gru animated movie that's going to be opening on Friday. He plays the supervillain Gru in it. But, Steve Carell is a Second City alum. In his early career, he lived here in Chicago for quite some time. I love sharing the story that he told me that he was a waiter at the Hard Rock Cafe when it first opened. And I distinctly remember being at the very opening of the Hard Rock Cafe, and I always joke with him that he waited on me, and his service was terrible. I don't know if he waited on me or not for that opening for that, but he was a waiter there. He did a lot of different things here and lived in Chicago for a while. And when we talked, he told me why he loves the city this time of year.
One thing about Chicago in the summertime too, you wait so long for the weather to be good that people go crazy when it's nice out. And it's something that I loved about Chicago. Like, every beautiful day was a party or a festival, something going on, because they knew, living there, you have to cram it into a short period of time, because come September, it's all unraveling, baby. It's gone.
Yep.
He's right.
Yeah, comes and goes. You got to savor every minute that we've got out there.
Talking entertainment with Dean Richards. Nice Pearl Jam story today.
Yeah, this is a nice story. It was the story about a guy who had bought tickets to see Pearl Jam in Berlin back in 2020. COVID, of course, shut everything down. So Pearl Jam now is back on the road, now playing concerts again. that were postponed during the pandemic. But this guy, Roland Mandel, during those 2 years, was diagnosed with terminal ALS. And, you know, suddenly, you know, he had some physical requirements that need to be met if he were to go to the show. They do have a handicap section for at the concert venue, but it was already filled up. So there was no way for this Mr. Mandel to go to see the show. Pearl Jam heard about this and made room for him to sit on the stage while they were doing the show. So he got to enjoy the concert, you know, from the sidelines, and they actually brought him on stage for one of the songs. So, you know, quite a dream come true for, you know, this man who's now dealing with some health issues.
Yeah, good for Pearl Jam. Let's talk a little bit about Batman and Christian Bale. What's the news here?
Yeah, I don't know if Robert Pattinson knows this, but Christian Bale in an interview said that he would think about returning to the role of the Batman. He starred in the Dark Knight movies, four of them, from 2005 to 2012. And somebody asked if he would ever return to the role of Bruce Wayne in Batman. He said there is only one condition for him to return to this, and that is if Christopher Nolan directed that movie. Said that he said first of all, nobody has ever brought this up about returning to the role, so it's probably a moot point. But he said he did make a pact with Nolan that they would make their Dark Knight movies and then walk away from it all. But he's saying if there is another story to tell, and Chris Nolan was going to tell it, and if Chris Nolan wanted him to do it, he would sign up for the role again. He said he has not seen Robert Pattinson, who is currently starring in the latest version of the Batman that is out there. I would argue that I think Christian Bale was one of the best Batmen that we had of all of them. He will next be seen in this movie Thor: Love and Thunder, the Marvel movie that will open on July the 8th.
A lot of people around here remember Danny Bonaducci and know him from being on The Loop and also, of course, from television. And he's had some health issues recently. What's the latest on him?
Yeah, they don't really know. He hasn't said publicly what the health issue was, but he's currently doing a show in Seattle. And he's been off the air for 2 months with mystery illness. It really is all he said. He said that his wife noticed that he was slurring his speech. He really wasn't saying words. He had trouble with walking and balance. So they put him in the hospital for a week, and doctors at least ruled out that he had suffered a stroke. He did not suffer a stroke, but they have not given him a diagnosis of what that may have been. But Danny says the lesson here is to pay attention to your health. Don't take things for granted. You know, you talk about the former Partridge Family star, you know, also being a pretty popular radio star here in Chicago. He was on The Loop for quite a few years, and, you know, it's a great ratings. He famously has, remember that that Loop logo, you know, that was on billboards everywhere. When he worked there, he had it tattooed on his butt. So he has a permanent souvenir of, you know, working here in Chicago. Much the same way that Bob and I have Nexstar tattoos.
Of course we do.
Featured. I'm not going to say where mine is. I don't know if you want to say where yours is. But we all did that as a sign of solidarity, you know, a couple of years ago.
Well, I remember as kids you had those ink tattoos you played around with. That's how I do mine because I've had a lot of jobs, you know, so I don't want anything permanent on my body.
Right. Yeah, that's a dangerous road to go down if you're going to start putting radio stations that you've worked at.
Yeah, or TV stations.
All right, or TV.
Is Danny on the radio in Seattle? Is that what he's been doing?
Yeah, he's been doing a morning show in Seattle.
Ah.
And now is back on the air again after being off for a couple of months because of this illness.
And I enjoyed hearing you on the radio yesterday afternoon for Lisa Dent.
Yeah, it was fun. Thanks.
Is Lisa back today?
Lisa, yes. By popular demand, Lisa is back today.
Thank you, Dee. Talk to you tomorrow.
See you then.